But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel trends and travel news. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, we're going to talk about jet lag. Have you ever experienced jet lag?
Absolutely. And the worst time it gets me is when I'm coming from Asia back home. Like that's worse than going from Canada over to Europe for me.
Yeah, and I think there's some evidence to show if you're traveling east, it affects you more than if you're traveling west because you're losing time, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So it's all about basically it's disrupting your sleep patterns is really all it is. And the farther you travel, like if you're going from North America to Asia, for example, or Europe, the more it's going to affect you, right?
Right. So the rule of thumb is that for each time zone that you cross, it takes a day to adjust. So therefore, if you change 5 time zones, you'll likely experience jet lag symptoms for 5 days.
Yeah, simple as that. I mean, it's not a hard, fast rule. Everyone is different. So it affects everybody differently. Yes. I've never really experienced it because most of my travel has been north and south. So I haven't really changed too many time zones, maybe 2 or 3. So it only affects you for a short period of time. And that's the thing, right? It's only temporary. It's not one of those things that's going to bother you forever.
No, absolutely not. And everybody's different. So you may have to, we're going to talk about different strategies for maximum effectiveness, but everybody's different. So one fix doesn't, like one solution isn't maybe right for everybody. And just to be patient with yourself and listen to your body and adjust accordingly.
Well, I think that's the key. Listen to your body. Like you said, everyone is different and it affects you, I think, more the older you get, right?
The older we get, so many more things happen, don't they?
So what are some of the things we can do to, I mean, I don't know if you're really going to prevent it, but maybe just reduce its effects.
Some of the things you can do, number one, and I really believe in this one, is to stay hydrated because the dry cabin air can dehydrate you and then that makes you feel tired or disoriented. And also, like experts say, to avoid alcohol and caffeine during flights. So both are, do affect you being dehydrated, and they recommend drinking plenty of water. So interestingly enough, there's another side to this coin that people say in consuming caffeine, it actually helps you be enhance alertness in traveling eastbound. So like coffee, tea, soda, energy drinks, and even chocolate contain caffeine. So keep in mind other substances in drinks, like such as sugar, before consuming them, and to make sure and moderate or eliminate caffeine in the afternoon or evening, because you don't want to have difficulty sleeping from too much caffeine consumption and jet lag.
Well, you've just taken all the fun right out of traveling, right? No alcohol, can't have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a latte.
Yeah.
But you're right. Hydration is a key thing. Also, light exposure, right? Because that's really kind of what, your body is thinking it's one time, and actually the rest of the surroundings is at a different time. That's basically what's going on, right?
Right. So the power of light exposure helps in resetting our internal body clocks. After arrivals, you can spend as much time as possible outside during daylight hours, and that will help you realign your rhythm, your body rhythm, with the local time. And also with regards to, seeking light exposure, there's other things like getting rest while you're on the plane. And so that would include like maybe, looking at a sleep mask or noise canceling headphones. Because even a little sleep is necessary during a long haul flight. And again, it's not going to be something for everybody, but it will help. And then when you get to your destination, you might want to just make, like if you arrive in the daytime, stay up a few more hours till it gets to nighttime as much as possible.
Yeah, I think the quicker you can get into the rhythm of wherever you're going, that time zone, the better off you'll be. So I know if you arrive in the morning and you're really, really sleepy, well, try and stay awake all day so you can go to bed at their nighttime, right? Like avoid a nap because I would think it just prolongs the symptoms, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, and you just want to keep on sleeping. But they do say a power nap of no more than 20 and 30 minutes isn't bad. But if you can just make sure you wake up after that.
That's the hard part, and I think and because your system is off, it would make it just to be aware that you're not at your sharpest. So I suppose if you're renting a car or something like that, and suddenly you're thrown into crazy traffic like in Paris or Rome or something like that, just be aware, maybe not a good time to rent a car.
I think you bring up a really good point because, going into Europe, depending on what country you're driving on the other side of the road, the traffic rules may be different. So you should be alert when you're, considering planning the time that you have at destination. And you might want to plan extra days when you arrive at your destination to go there early. And also you might want to consider, depending on the direction you travel, maybe eastbound, that you actually try and get up several hours earlier for a few days prior to departure. And then if you're flying westward, do the opposite. So stay awake later and wake up later. It helps you adjust it even before you take off.
Yeah, kind of move your body closer to that time zone so it doesn't affect you as much. Anything else?
Yeah, so a jet lag diet. So avoid salty and sugary foods while traveling. Stay hydrated with more fruit and vegetables and avoid overeating. And also they say that a balanced diet can reduce some jet lag symptoms like poor sleep, fatigue, bloating, and an upset stomach. And also maybe get some exercise while you're on the plane. A little bit of exercise can help you sleep better. So try and stretch your legs whenever you can. Stand up only when it's safe to do so. And if you're changing flights, take a stroll around the airport or stand instead of sitting at your departure gate.
See, there you go, taking all the fun out of everything with all the food advice. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and onantaforbes.com is her website. Until next time, Onanta, thank you.
You bet. Take care.